Welcome to This Day in Pottery History, a series of brief observations, meditations, vignettes, and editorials about the backroads and byways of pottery history that helped shape the pottery world as we know it today, here on this very day in pottery history. I'm your host, Stephen Earp. For images and reading lists associated with these narratives, visit StephenEarp.com/podcasts. And now, let's get going. Episode 5, On the Road Again. You arrive after a grueling 9-hour drive. Your spot is half taken over by another vendor, unwittingly moved there by promoters with too much going on to know better. Your new spot puts you right where the wind hits the hardest and the sun blasts down on you all day. The promoters schedule all sorts of musicians, games, and other family-friendly activities to make the show more attractive. This strategy works. Parents flock to the show looking to cheaply entertain their kids. The few actual buyers are equally distracted by all the fun. Anyone who scratches out a living selling pots at craft fairs can tell this story. Booth fees, hotel expenses, gas, food, several days away from the shop, and for what? Selling pots was a different game in early 18th century England. Peddlers strapped wooden boxes full of pots on their backs and walked from town to town until everything was sold, rain or shine. Both makers and buyers had a name for these particular peddlers. Potters, of course. It was an excruciatingly limited career. English potters disappeared with the rise of toll roads, canals, and trains. But those days aren't really past. Women potters in rural Central America, the actual makers that is, still do this. They balanced pots atop their heads and set out on foot to the nearest market town, often several miles away. Once there, they walk the streets hoping to sell. They can't be out too late or the walk home will be in the dark. Very dangerous. By day's end, they're exhausted, with many pots often left unsold. Just then, middlemen in trucks appear out of nowhere. They offer pennies for the unsold pots. Everybody knows these guys will drive to much better market areas and make far greater profits. But what choice is there? The daughters of these potters see how hard the work is, how dirty it is, how little pay there is. Various free trade agreements flood market towns, their lifeblood, with cheap plastic stuff from China. It's no surprise that pottery, once a defining aspect of the local culture, is rapidly fading. The loss is staggering. Back at that silly, family-friendly show, one ponders the arc of progress over the course of miles and years. Thanks for listening. And until next time, remember that saying scrawled across an old tulipware pie plate, "This dish and heart shall never part."